This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it's only January, but before we know it, it will be spring and it'll be time to get back in the fields. Today we'll hear from Kyle Brazzi. Kyle is a farmer and an agronomy salesperson for CHS Shipman, and we discussed what options CHS has available to help farmers have a successful spring.
We are starting to think about what we're going to have to take care of here in the next few months. So the first thing in my mind is wheat, as I sit here today. We're starting to think about evaluating stands, making sure we've got enough plants there. If we don't, we may need to go in a few fields and add a little nitrogen early as soon as we get ready to break dormancy. By doing that, we can induce some tillering on those plants and get our stands and population where we need it to be. The majority of the nitrogen we'll want to apply a little bit later, closer to that FEEX 5, late FEEX 5 time frame when the plants get ready to have some nodes on the stem. We'll add the majority of our nitrogen then when we're going to be using it in the plant. So the longer we can push that off and get as close to that time as we can, and we realize at CHS that we have to work with the weather windows, so we have to be able to carry in the field and evaluate that all as we're going. And after that, we're going to talk about weeds, what we're seeing in winter annual pressure in those wheat fields to make sure we're addressing all those concerns as well.
Has there been any concerns with the warmer weather that we've been seeing with that winter wheat planted? Not until here recently have we really had a cold snap to make that wheat become dormant. Were there any concerns about that?
Absolutely, we had concerns with that. So we planted relatively early to on time, but we were so dry that we saw this uneven emergence throughout some of the fields, especially the ones that were under conventional tillage. And then with the absence of winter, pretty much through the entire month of December, we saw, you know, some uneven growth in those fields. And some plants that did come up early, they really got very big. And so without those going into dormancy, in some cases further south, I've talked to some growers where the stems actually on the wheat had some joints. And if that's the case, that's really hard for that plant to overwinter and still be a viable plant in the spring. So we have that to look at. Now, where I'm scouting at in our area, I feel really good about our wheat. The flooding was a little bit of a concern. The water left pretty fast, and we didn't get very cold while the water was on the plants. So for the most part, I feel good about where I'm working in CHS.
Kind of switching gears now, something else that CHS can help farmers prepare for is fertility plans.
Yeah, we're working on fixing up fertility plans. So some of that went on in the fall. We work really diligently to not spread on any frozen soil, so we're going to wait for spring thaw, and then we'll start finishing up those plans for guys' corn and soybeans and that wheat nitrogen that we discussed earlier.
Also, things that you'll be focusing on is chemical application as well.
Yes, that really warm season that we've had the majority of the winter has given some winter annuals the chance to really grow and get some fields that they really look green. And we'll need to address some of that as we go into the spring. And there's some options that are pretty reasonably as far as financials go. We can take care of that problem for guys, help get those out of those fields before they go in and do their spring tillage.
Going hand in hand with the fertility and the chemical application is also farmers' seed needs.
Yeah, we're hearing some guys talk about that too, where they're maybe shifting some acres, not exactly sure if they want more corn and beans. As we have agriculture in a little bit of a tight economic picture right now, guys aren't exactly sure which way they're going to go. So we're addressing those plans too, making adjustments for guys. Also talking about seed treatments on beans, which ones seem to pay the most this past year. And I would encourage everyone to just talk to their crop advisor on that. And I know that it's different in different areas and soil types and pressures that we have with disease and insects to help kind of tailor make those recommendations field by field.
Any new seed options that are available this year that farmers might be looking forward to?
Well, we're hopeful. Hopeful is kind of a big word there, too, in this extend market as to whether or not we'll have the ability to use some of those dicamba-like products on some beans. So I don't know if we'll have approval in time to get any of those in. We certainly hope to be able to do more plot work and evaluation of those products as we think about weed resistance to the glyphosate. I think that's going to be a pretty big player for all of the seed industry as we move forward.
Anything that I haven't asked you already that you might like to add, either about preparing for spring or anything about CHS in general?
We appreciate the opportunity to work with the growers in our area and always want to remind everybody to stay safe and make sure that they make it home at the end of the day. So it's very important to us and our company. Safety is a big piece for us.
Kyle Brazzi, agronomy salesperson for CHS Shipman. We'll be back with more after these messages. According to the Wall Street Journal, oil prices gave up their gains Wednesday to trade near flat as weekly supply data showed inventories of crude oil and refined products hit record highs. Prices have settled lower for seven straight sessions, with the U.S. benchmark dipping below $30 a barrel Tuesday for the first time since 2003. U.S. commercial supplies of crude oil and refined products such as gasoline rose by 10 million barrels in the week ended January 8th to 1.3 million barrels, a record high according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Most of the gains were in gasoline and distillates, including diesel fuel and heating oil. Demand for refined products, especially gasoline, rose sharply in 2015 as consumers took advantage of low prices, and some investors point to robust consumption as a key reason they expect oil prices to start rising later this year. But consumption has been subdued in the U.S. in recent weeks as warm weather has limited demand for heating oil and consumers are buying less gasoline than a year ago, according to Energy Information Administration data. If demand for refined products softens, oil prices could stay lower for even longer than analysts and investors currently expect as the global glut of crude persists. The global market remains oversupplied as production remains high around the world and ample inventories are weighing on the market. Traders say there are few reasons to bet on rising prices until the global glut of crude shows definite signs of shrinking. Voting delegates at the 97th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation, including 21 delegates from Illinois, elected a new president and vice president during the organization's annual convention this week. Vincent Duvall of Georgia was elected to a two-year term as president, and Scott Vanderwall of South Dakota was elected to a two-year term as vice president. Voting delegates also approved several Illinois Farm Bureau policy revisions, including those regarding the Conservation Reserve Program, farm policy, biotechnology, and renewable fuels. Several Illinois Farm Bureau young leaders took home national awards, and six Illinois County Farm Bureaus received County Activities of Excellence awards. Those counties included Cook, Effingham, Hancock and McDonough, Mercer, and Whiteside County Farm Bureaus. The AFBF annual meeting took place January 9th through the 12th in Orlando, Florida, and Illinois registered 375 attendees from the state, which was more than any other state delegation. BEX is hosting winter meetings throughout its marketing areas this month. Each meeting discusses the results from their practical farm research studies, along with agronomic and industry topics. Specific topics of interest that will be covered at the meetings are nitrogen, herbicide traits and residuals, raising 100 bushel soybeans, farming with family, and management zones. There will be a meeting in Springfield on Monday, January 18th, beginning at noon at the Northfield Inn Suites and Conference Center, and another meeting at noon on Friday, January 21st, at the new BEX facility in Effingham. There will also be an open house at the new facility for the public prior to the meeting, beginning at 10 a.m. For more information about the meetings, you can visit bexhybrids.com/wintermeetings. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.